I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sports ad free. That's amazon.com/sports ad free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
G'day guys, welcome back to the Rugby League Guru Podcast. James Tedesco scored a try in the Roosters' victory yesterday, and a pretty special game for Teddy. It was his 100th game for the Sydney Roosters. I believe heading into this game, he was sitting on 52 tries. He scored one, which means that in his first 100 games for the Sydney Roosters, which is his first 100 games at fullback, he scored 53 tries, which actually puts him in front of Anthony Minicello based on his first 100 games. In his first 100 games, he scored 52 tries, so he's beaten him by one. A lot of comparisons to Anthony Minicello throughout James Tedesco's career, especially wearing the one for the Sydney Roosters. And of course, Anthony Minicello, he moved into the one jersey in 2003. Absolutely killed it. 03, 04, 05. He was the Golden Boot winner. Then 06, his injuries did start to happen. But he had racked up 100 first-round games at fullback during 2007, I believe it was. So an incredible career from Anthony Minicello, but also just stands to show how good James Tedesco is going. And yeah, I understand the arguments. He's in a star-studded team, and I get all that sort of stuff. But I think there is also needs to be a bit of context as far as, you know, the Roosters, they only go after the very best. There's a reason why they went after James Tedesco when he was at the West Tigers, because they knew that they could turn him in to one of the very best. And I hear the argument all the time, oh, you know, if Roger Tuivasa-Sek stayed at the Roosters. And you know what? It's a fair shout. But the reality is that the Roosters don't lose anyone that they want to keep. Yeah, if the Roosters were desperate to keep Roger Tuivasa-Sek, Roger Tuivasa-Sek would have stayed at the Roosters, yeah. James Tedesco, they wanted him. There's reasons why they wanted him, and they've proven to be right on all of those reasons, because he has turned into a fantastic leader. Last year, when the Roosters found themselves in a predicament with no players left, this guy steps up as his first year as the Roosters captain, and he comes up with the Dally M Captain of the Year, a sensational performance, and that's after he's won back-to-back premierships with the club, and he's come up with huge moments in both of those grand finals and huge moments in the State of Origin arena. I really do think that James Tedesco is pushing himself into a category of one of the greatest fullbacks ever. I don't think he's that far behind Billy. Do I think he'll jump Billy? Probably not. Because I think Billy, what he achieved in the Origin arena, what he achieved at club level, the way that he revolutionised his position, and the way that Tedesco has probably followed in the footsteps of Billy Slater to some extent, I think it will always put Billy in front. But I do think that James Tedesco, he's really going to start to push the levels that Billy Slater went to. Now, would I say that Tedesco's been as consistent? Probably not, because Billy Slater was at such a high level, and I think James Tedesco has been at such an incredible level over a long period of time. He's been sensational. But obviously, you know, this year, a couple of question marks at the start of this season. I never really felt like we ever had question marks over Billy Slater and him walking into a Kangaroos jersey or into a Queensland jersey, despite me thinking that a bit of the chat about James Tedesco is bullshit. I think he's always going to walk into those teams until he retires or until he doesn't want those jerseys realistically. I do still think there is a bit of a gap between Billy Slater and James Tedesco, but of all the players in this competition that I think can catch Billy, I think James Tedesco is probably the one, especially out of all the fullbacks realistically. Tommy Turbo has put in one unbelievable season that's like nothing we've seen before, but outside of that, he hasn't achieved what Billy Slater did in final series, in grand finals, also what James Tedesco has done in his final series and in grand finals. So for me at the moment, Teddy's the only one that can probably catch the greatness of Billy Slater. On his day, is Tommy Turbo better? Potentially. There's an argument there based on what we saw last year, but I do think you have to take into consideration the rules that were being played last year, et cetera, et cetera. Very hard to put him over Slater, who did it for, you know, 15-odd years consistently, regardless of rules, teams, whatever the hell it was. Same argument for Billy Slater, but he's always in good teams. There's a reason why good players are always in good teams, because they're fucking good players. I don't think you can really use that excuse to take anything away from guys. But when I look at James Tedesco, you know, when you consider that he started at the West Tigers and he was in, you know, he had so many injuries at the Tigers when he first burst onto the scene, it took him six seasons to play 90 games of first grade. It's taken him five seasons at the Roosters to play 100 first grade games, and this is his fifth season, and we're into, what are we, round 10, and he's just knocked up 100 games. So his body has definitely improved out of sight. You know, it's incredible how he has turned it around. Hopefully Tom Trbojevic is able to do the same thing. We saw him play a lot of footy last year. We've seen him, seems a little bit banged up at the moment, but Teddy, the way that he turned his body around, and I think that has got a bit to do with the Roosters as well, to be fair. You don't really see too many guys stay injury prone for all that long at the Sydney Roosters. They do tend to get them to come out the other end of it, or they don't have a heap of injury prone guys in the first place. Maybe that's because they're relentless with their recruitment and whatnot, but I think that they definitely do the very best off the field for these guys. But yeah, James Tedesco, 90 games in his first six seasons with the West Tigers with a heap of injuries in there, moves to the Roosters, plays 100 in his first five. Now, as far as that try scoring rate goes, still pretty damn good at the West Tigers. He was just scoring a try every 1.8 games. At the Roosters, it's just gone up a little bit to 1.9. But what I want you to consider as well is that at the Chooks, over the last 100 games, you know, he scored the 53 tries. He's had 68 try assists, yeah? 68 try assists. So on average, Teddy, in his 100 games at the Roosters, he has a try assist every 1.4 games, which is pretty crazy. You probably would have anticipated it to be a little bit closer to the one-for-one, but try assists are very hard to come by. He plays a lot of finals games that are very tight. Plays to the Roosters, who, yes, they give it to a lot of teams, but they all, you know, every single team the entire time Teddy's been there, the Roosters have been, if not the benchmark, one of the benchmark sides. So teams are always up for them. You look at it, at the Tigers, still damn impressive. He was averaging a try assist every 2.1 games. So still damn impressive. He was younger, of course, but I think it's pretty evident that there's been a huge improvement since arriving at the Sydney Roosters. I have a look at his run meters. Now, his worst season as far as run meters go at the Sydney Roosters is actually better on average than his best season at the West Tigers. So his worst season as far as average run meters go as the Roosters is better than his best season at the West Tigers. So I don't think there's any doubt that Teddy has really worked at his game and he has improved out of sight. Just to go through some of the accomplishments that he's achieved in those first 100 games at fullback for the Sydney Roosters. It's only been, what, about four and a half, so I'm calling it five seasons. Realistically, it's been four and a half. If the Roosters go all the way to grand final this year, realistically, it's been four seasons and a third of a season. This is what he's achieved. So he won premierships in 2018, 2019, the first team to go back-to-back since the Brisbane Broncos of 92, 93. So pretty special achievement there, something that was unheard of in rugby league for a very long time. And Teddy played a critical role in both of those games. He was huge in both of them. The game against the Canberra Raiders, of course, 2019, he scores the match-winning try in that game. Unbelievable stuff. Did it in the Origin Arena that year as well. He was the Dally M Player of the Year in 2019, so that was the year that he just went absolutely gangbusters. It was incredible. Scored the match-winning try in the grand final. Also won the Dally M Player of the Year. Of course, won the Dally M Fullback of the Year that season as well. Incredible stuff. We said last year, he was the 2021 Dally M Captain of the Year when the Roosters were decimated and they were out of troops and they were battling. James Tedesco, Dally M Captain of the Year. A sensational effort. He'd only just been made captain that season. It was his first time in charge of a club like the Sydney Roosters facing the injury toll that they did. He had to play fullback, and he essentially had to play 5-8 as well, jumping into first receiver, which I think the way that he improved his game and leveled up so much last year, it's actually holding him back a little bit this year because he's trying to fit back into this team with a different structure to what they played last year. But that's the sort of guy Teddy is, that he'll just take the responsibility on his shoulders. He'll deal with it. He'll better himself to better his football team, the Sydney Roosters. The Jack Gibson Medal, which is the Player of the Year at the Sydney Roosters. Now, this is his fifth season. Remember, we've spoken about this is his fifth season. So he's played four complete seasons at the Sydney Roosters, 2018, 19, 20, 21. He's won the Jack Gibson Medal every single season. So four seasons in a row, the Roosters have considered him to be the best player in their team, their MVP, their most important player, 4 years in a row. An incredible effort. We all, you know, I hear a lot of fans giving Roosters shit because they buy players. They've always got the best superstars. They've always got this. They've also always got that. James Tedesco, 4 years in a row, despite all the players in that football team, all the extremely talented guys, 4 years on the trot. He has been the best player in that squad as far as Trent Robinson and the Sydney Roosters are concerned. Incredible stuff. Wally Lewis Medal in 2019. We mentioned 2019 was his huge year. Wally Lewis Medal being the player of the Origin Series. An incredible effort. The Brad Fittler Medal, which is presented to the best player for the New South Wales Blues 2018 and 2019. That is what he has achieved in just the last 4 years and 10 games at the Sydney Roosters, along with beating.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
The record set by Anthony Minicello for most games at fullback. And at that time, Anthony Minicello was the best fullback in the world. He was incredible, scoring tries left, right, and centre, bouncing off tries everywhere in a star-studded team that was probably better than this current team, to be honest with you. You go back and you have a look at that side that Mini was playing in. You know, you're talking about your Kalises, your Fitzgibbons, your Crockers, your Fittlers, your Hodges, your Hegartys. I mean, the list goes on, the star-studded team that Anthony Minicello played in. It'd be very good, interesting to see that 2002-03-04 Roosters side going up against this current Roosters squad, or the squad that went to back-to-back, or the won back-to-back premierships a couple of years ago. But just what James Tedesco has done has been incredible. From where he's come from, I remember being at Campbelltown one night just before he made his first grade debut and he was playing in a trial. And I'll never forget, the crowd was so excited. He was the local kid that had come through. Everyone knew he was so good. His injuries hadn't really started yet. And within a few weeks, he'd make his debut and it would all sort of start to go to shit, unfortunately. But from the moment I saw Teddy, I just always thought, fuck, this kid is special. And there's some guys you look at and you see them and you think to yourself, if they end up at a Melbourne, if they end up at a Roosters, you're now starting to look at Penrith in the same sort of caliber nowadays. Back then, it was sort of Roosters-Penrith. You know that they can be something really, really special if they end up at the right club. James Tedesco, he's ended up at the right club, and people will say that's the reason why he's good, because he happened to end up at the Roosters. For me, I think it's a really bullshit argument that guys happen to be good because they happen to end up at really good clubs. Really good clubs target certain players for a reason. You see the Melbourne Storm, they're very selective with what they do. I remember talking to Rod Wishart at the start of the year, talking about his son Tyron Wishart, who had signed with the Melbourne Storm, very exciting, couldn't get a gig at the St. George Illawarra Dragons, and Rod just sort of said, look, they do this like personality test, and he just fit into it. But he showed them on this test that he's got the competitive edge and he's willing to work as hard as they need, and he's got the mental strength to make it down in Melbourne. You've seen him go down there. Rod couldn't even tell me what position he was last year, and I'm not sure if he still could. He can play halfback, hooker, fullback, jumped in at centre, did a great job. The Roosters are in the same sort of boat. Yes, they might buy guys that have played more rep football than the Melbourne Storm, that are more experienced, but they still buy certain character types to fit into their team, and they buy and they produce certain character types to build their system around. It's no shock to me that James Tedesco has been that guy. You can tell me he's lucky to be in that team all you want. There's a reason why he's in that team, because he is the man and he is the player that he is. And I think sometimes we sort of push that under the rug a little bit. With all due respect to Roger Tuivasa-Sheck, if the Roosters wanted to have Roger Tuivasa-Sheck there, I think they would have had him there. Obviously, the Warriors put up a really good fight, but we know that the Roosters, they do not pay overs for guys. If they wanted to keep him, I'm sure they could have. If they wanted to, they could have made it work. I have no doubt about that. Teddy, they've gone after him. They've got the man that they wanted, and they've built an unbelievable football team around this superstar fullback who, personally, I think is one of the greatest fullbacks of all time. I think he's very, very close to being the second best fullback after Billy Slater. I think he's probably done enough to put an argument in there to be the second best fullback as it stands right now. There's other guys like Lockie. There's other guys like Anthony Minicello. If he wouldn't have got injured at his absolute peak, the sort of guy he was, a heap of incredibly talented fullbacks. People will throw Tom Trbojevic in there. I think that's a little bit unfair based off the one set of incredible highlights that we've seen. But James Tedesco, he stacks up against the very best of them of all time. I don't have him in front of Billy Slater. I think he's the closest guy to Billy Slater that we've seen. But I'm not sure if he will overtake him. But the achievements of James Tedesco and where he's come from, what he's achieved over the last few years, they really can't be undervalued. And I've been so impressed with how his career has played out. And it was great to see him score a try yesterday and for the Roosters to finally get that W on the board in his 100th game for this club. He's done it in 5 seasons, an incredible effort. He just keeps on improving every season. He just keeps on working on a part of his game that we probably didn't even notice there was a problem with. But that's the sort of guy James Tedesco is. I've spoken to Anthony Minicello about him on the podcast and the amount of work that he does off the field and behind the scenes that we don't see. Tedesco, he is in for one hell of a career. He's got a few more years left, probably 5 or 6 years left, Teddy. I think he's 28, 29. So he has still got plenty of rugby league in him at a team that it's hard. It's tough to say that they won't be successful over the next few years. So I think Teddy, he's got a lot more to offer. But what he's achieved in the last 5 seasons at the Sydney Roosters is absolutely incredible. To walk into the Roosters and 4 years in a row, your first 4 years at the club, be the Jack Gibson medalist, that is an achievement that I don't think it's spoken about enough. I don't think it's spoken about anywhere near enough. An incredible effort. Plenty more successes to come the way of James Tedesco, but I just want to do a little potty appreciating what he's done over the last 4 years and the player that he has become. For me, he would be my first choice Australian fullback until the day he retires or until the day he decides that it's time for him to step aside.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.